In a statement on Saturday, the Nigeria Electricity Regulatory Commission confirmed the collapse of the national power grid, attributing the incident to the explosion of a nearby transformer which caused the shutdown of the system. The grid has faced repeated disruptions over the past few days. The series of interruptions has raised concerns about the stability of the infrastructure and its impact on businesses and households across the country. Charity Ebe, a hairstylist, is frustrated and says she cannot afford the high cost of petrol to power her generator needed to do business.
In fact, it's not just my business. It's affecting every area, both in the family. Just yesterday, I threw away most of the things I have in the fridge because they all got spoiled. There's low patronage because of the high price. At home, you're wasting so much because you don't have energy to refrigerate your things. So it's affecting everywhere. We're just tired.
Ebe said the number of customers has been declining because of the lack of electricity. Another business owner is Ahmed Issa, who operates a laundry business. He tells VOA that the situation has affected his work and has turned him into a beggar.
The third collapse of national grid in 1 week has left citizens and businessmen like me in the dark, literally. This reoccurring issue has intensified frustration across the country, affecting homes, businesses. Imagine not being able to power your home or businesses. It's a dire situation.
Meanwhile, data from the Nigeria System Operators Portal revealed that the national grid recorded 0 megawatts as of 9:10 a.m. on Saturday, marking the third collapse within a week. So far in 2024, the national grid has collapsed 8 times, with the first failure recorded on February 4. Subsequent collapses occurred on March 23, April 15, July 6, and August 5. Nigerians also faced blackouts on October 14 and October 15. On May 1, the Transmission Company of Nigeria reported a significant reduction in the frequency of system collapses. In a statement on the ongoing issues, Minister of Power Adebayo Adelabu attributed the frequent grid failures to outdated infrastructure. He emphasized that investing in the power sector is key to preventing future collapses. The minister further explained that Nigeria's reliance on a single national grid means that any disturbance affects all 36 states. A fashion designer known as Spot On is calling on Nigerian authorities to stop the frequent collapses, which are ruining businesses.
I must tell you, this is not something we should sit down and start discussing. I have works to do. This is weekend. I'm supposed to deliver a lot of work this weekend. My clients have been calling me, "Oga, our clothes." Some persons that have weddings, ceremonies, child education tomorrow, that I have their materials. Some have sewed, some are just waiting to be ironed. But there's no power.
As of the time of this report, the Nigeria Electricity Regulatory Commission, in a statement, has assured the public that their team of engineers are working tirelessly to restore electricity to consumers as soon as possible. This latest collapse marks the 8th grid failure recorded in 2024, with 3 of these incidents occurring within just the past week. This further amplifies worries about the grid's reliability and the need for urgent reforms in the power sector. This is VOA News in Abuja.